At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a question for the ladies in the room.
Hey.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is chivalry dead?
Yeah.
You think so?
And if so, do you want it dead?
Okay. I think that in a lot of instances, yes, it is pretty much dead.
And you want, it seems like you want it dead.
No.
You don't want it dead? Then why do you, who killed it then?
Men.
I disagree.
I feel that chivalry is dead in the dating world unless you're dating the right person.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Tell me right now.
If you, like, listen, you're going to have to hold, do a few things for me right now.
You're going to have to hold my puke in my
mouth? Yes, you're going to have to hold vomit into your mouth.
Okay.
And you have to.
We do it all the time here.
If you and I were going out on a date, not our first date, because I wouldn't pick you up, because I think that's really weird.
Being picked up on a first date is like.
So bizarre.
You're going to die.
Right.
See, that's chivalry.
I know
I'm
it
going
is.
Down. That's, but like, you do that every time with a flower.
But not
that's chivalry.
But not on the first date anymore. Like if you met through.
That's how's that my fault?
I know, but it's like.
That's the murder guy's fault. I didn't do anything.
It is the murder guy's fault.
So upset. You're married. You don't actually have to worry about this.
I know.
But you want to, like, if like something happened to your wife.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
Like if she got on one of the apps and the guy picked her up.
You would show up with a flower?
With a flower, yeah.
On the first date.
Mm-hmm.
And that?
And I'd ring the door. We walk and ring the doorbell.
You don't wait outside. You don't text them like, I'm here.
Mm-mm. And walk them to the door afterwards. But you got to drive. That's
yeah,
chivalry.
If someone did that on the first date, that's when I would say, please let chivalry be dead.
No, come on. You don't like, but we're on our third date.
Third date?
And you,
all those things are acceptable.
Do you want me to open your car door?
I don't expect it, but I don't mind it. And I think it's sweet. Like sometimes my fiance will still run to open the car door for me. And I think it's really sweet.
Why does he have to run?
Like, because usually, like, we're like on the move and I'm not expecting it. So I'm not like standing by the door waiting.
So he has to hip check you to get his like moves you
no.
aside so he can get to the door first?
He
pushes you down.
He
hustles.
Okay. Like, I want to know, do you want it? Like, do you want that in every aspect of your life? Because I don't think you do. And I think you guys killed it. Like, I don't hold the door for women very often anymore because I don't want you to look at me like I can open the door. It's like, I know you can.
Okay, that's where I think you're wrong.
Bring it.
Because I think it's very nice to open the door. I think you should. I feel like you took the, what we always complain about moms doing with the extreme of the, well, I'm just not good enough.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you're doing that with the, well, I just won't hold the door for you.
Also, I just hold the door for anyone and everyone, myself.
I agree, but there's times when I've done it for, I'm not trying to be weird here, but I've done it for the wrong woman. And it's like, I got it. And I'm like, oh, I know.
I'd be flattered like, if I was walking into a restaurant and a guy cut me off and pulled the door open.
No, I don't like the guy you
are. Pushing you down.
Why are you so into somebody doing something violent before they do something good?
I didn't know you, slacker.
Okay.
God willing. And you and I are both walking to the door of Ocean Prime at the same time.
Okay.
And we're walking at about the same pace and you jump step a little so you can open the door for me. That's flattering.
And I would absolutely do that every time.
Great.
But I would probably try to size you up first.
What do you mean?
So you can push her down?
Kind of, no, because they're like, I don't know how I would know, but I think you seem friendly enough that I could open the door for you. But I just, there's just certain people that just, they just can't.
But if or like, maybe they're having a bad day and you holding the door for them will make their day, make it a little bit better.
So where are you at? Like, you were mad at the beginning of this. I want to know, do you think it's dead? Because they think, did you both say it was dead?
I don't think it's dead. I think it's less, but I don't think it's dead. And I think we
probably join her in there. It's less.
It just seems weird to me. I understand what you're saying about safety for picking up on a first date especially, but it seems so not romantic and definitely not chivalrous to be like, I called you an Uber.
Oh my gosh, I think that's so chivalrous.
But that's just like,
to pay for my Uber?
Yeah, and then I got you another one so you could like get the hell out of here.
No, like, that's what it feels like. Single date ever. Even if, plug your ears, mother. Even if I slept, you're not my mom.
Oh, sorry.
Even if I like spent the night at a guy's house, no one ever called me an Uber.
Really?
And they should have.
But did they?
Okay. Did they ask me out on a date?
Erica's mom. Keep him close. did they drive you, or were they just like, bye? Because that to me, chivalry's dead. The new chivalry of calling the Uber. So they just
let me call my own Uber.
So that to me is dead.
Did they get out of bed?
I don't really have anyone in particular in mind. So I don't know.
Like I'm just trying to figure out what you guys want because I don't think. I'm not trying to be rude. Do you want the door held? Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want us, like we're eating dinner when you're going to go to the bathroom? Do you want me to stand up?
No.
Will you stand up?
No, I don't know that I've heard of that one before. I will stand up if someone comes to the table, like to shake someone's hand, I would stand up, but I've never heard that. That's
the
thing.
As they leave the table to stand up?
You stand up every time your female gets up to leave and when she comes back.
Why?
I don't know.
The
but that's
rush
just a
that
thing.
Causes to be like, just got a tinkle. Like, do not stand
so you
up.
Don't want that?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that serves a purpose. Right.
What are you like, getting at?
But it doesn't serve a purpose to hold your door. You have two arms. I mean, if I'm dating somebody with no arms, then yeah. Ladies, I'd say text in, but.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to know, I almost did something really radical today.
What?
And I didn't do it, but I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't know.
What?
I woke up today. I'm rucking now. Just want to throw that out there.
You want to make sure everyone knows that.
Can you explain what that
could
is?
When you do that low voice thing you just did...
I go low Kardashian on you, and it's just over. Yeah. It's just,
you want to make sure. Okay, great. Rucking is just walking, hiking with weight.
Then why is it called that? Why do we need a name for it?
It's called because you just carry a rucksack.
I'm walking with weight.
Isn't rucking faster, easier?
Yeah, but then you have to explain what it is because who knows the name rucking?
A lot of people know what rucking is.
Well, and why is that a newer, I've never heard that term before. Isn't a new concept.
No, the military rucks on purpose. Like the military trains with 50 pounds on their back everywhere they go because when they're in combat or when they're out in the field, they always have at least 50 pounds worth of crap on them.
Makes sense.
Okay.
And like hunters, my father used to ruck all the time. Like, Because when you know you're going to go hunting, you're going to be 20 miles from wherever when you shoot something, and you're going to have to carry it back. So you ruck everywhere, so you're used to carrying heavy weight.
Okay, wait. So I have a question.
Yeah.
What are you in the military or are you hunting?
No, I'm just trying to get locked in.
Okay.
So like rucking, if you have weight on you, you burn. I read somebody was in the studio when I said
it. It was me.
All of us. Yeah.
Like you burn 30. Look, the science is weird, but it says you burn 30 to 200% more. Like if you just walk
30 to 200%.
But I think it has to do with the terrain.
That's not science.
Oh my God. We could not be farther off of.
Yes. Okay. What's your point?
It depends on the terrain. Anyway, so I did my ruck or whatever. And I get home from my normal, I just did like a 3 mile walk this morning and I got home and took off. I don't have the rucksack till tomorrow, but like I have a weighted vest and I was soaked.
Mm. Okay.
So that it's working.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
I'm burning tons of weight.
It's like working out with weights. It makes sense.
Yes. So then I'm standing there and I'm so sickeningly itchy that I go upstairs to take a shower. I grabbed my razor and I got in the shower. And I put it to my face. And because my face was driving me nuts. And I'm like, it was right there. And I was like, what are you doing?
You almost shaved your beard off?
100%.
And you would have come in looking like a toe?
That's what I'm saying. Wait. Hold on.
What?
Did she get to say that? Can she talk to me like that?
No.
You're not my boss, so.
What the hell? So I would look like a toe?
I just... The absence of any hair.
Okay. Still have eyebrows.
Yeah. Would you have shaved all of it or would you have left anything?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was just going to happen.
Would you have gone mustache off? Like,
I don't know because it was literally against my
face.
Why
were you so itchy?
That's just another great question.
I'm like, I was sweaty, and there's just enough. Do you know that whatever's going on,
so
like, there's fire
shower?
Smell and like, well, so I'm in the shower and I'm like, God, my face is driving me nuts. And I was like, it was instinct. Whoa. I grabbed my razor. So what would happen if I did it? I don't want to hear anything from Kardashian over there because apparently
you
I'm already
come in
unattractive.
Looking like a toe.
Yeah. Do you think did your dads have beards and like
mm-hmm. My dad had a stash.
And did he ever shave it?
No.
Cause it's one of those things one of my YouTube algorithms is watching kids. Never mind.
No,
please need to finish that sentence.
No, it's like the kids where the dad will walk into the room with a towel mm-hmm. and then take the towel off and the kid just like loses it because it doesn't look like their dad anymore.
I can't wait to do that with my kids someday. My kids that I don't have yet.
When you shave your beard? Yeah, how's that feel?
With my kids and my then husband.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. What would happen? Like, how would you guys react if I came in with a towel on my face?
Better than the one on your waist, like you normally do.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
How do we do it today? Tiak, you know what I'm going to do?
Huh?
I'm going to let you call him out today.
Aww.
Who sings what? Go.
I'll sing it all.
Oh, wow.
News. News.
No. No.
This is really a
news.
No.
Real hope is to decide.
I'm going home.
This
I'm done for the day.
Or no.
Does he need us here?
No.
Like, do you want us here?
Impressive.
Can we stay? What? Like,
I've been practicing.
Something
I'm never
tells me
doing it again.
He literally has burned this onto an MP3. He's got it on his phone. Apple CarPlay on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
And you sing it every day in case.
The way he carried out the last bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The vibrato. No! Well, just from news to know, it just was all continuous.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
None of these things we're saying are compliments.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I'm disturbed. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's disturbed is the emotion you should be getting from us right now.
Good evening.
Nope. Let him go.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I think I'm just going to keep noping everybody.
You only get one nope.
Good
evening.
Did
I just use mine?
You did. You did.
All right.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Mm. My story is out of Bennett, Colorado.
Yeah! Oh, we're not doing that part of the show.
No. As over 2,800 Nintendo Switch 2 consoles valued at more than $1.4 million.
Shut!
Oh, no.
a Bennett?
Were stolen from a tractor trailer during a journey from Washington State to Texas. The driver stopped at a Love's truck stop in Bennett, Colorado, about 30 miles from Denver.
Which direction?
Do you think someone was tailing them
had
and waiting for them to stop?
To
I think so. So the truck driver was unaware. He says, allegedly, he was unaware of what cargo he had. Stopped for a break, came back out. It's all gone.
The trailer itself was gone. Or did they just empty the trailer?
Missing consoles. They emptied the trailer. Oh. Yeah, they somehow got in. $1.4 million worth, 2,800 Nintendo Switch 2s. Do you have a regular Switch? Oh, so are the 2s new?
Yeah, they just came out like last month.
Wow. I have one.
Oh, yeah, good for you.
I haven't taken it out of the box.
Of course.
I'm going to sell it to that trucker.
Well, is it suspected that the trucker is involved?
That feels like the trucker's involved.
I don't know.
He just happened
to stop at a truck stop and leave his truck unattended.
But it's
long
completely
enough.
Random. I mean, it's going from Washington State to Texas. Happened to stop in. I don't know if that's.
Do you understand how long it would take to unload 22,000
and with
switches?
No one seeing it,
and it's unlocked.
Yeah. None of this is adding
you
up.
You know what?
Dude.
I don't want to blame the man. He could be innocent.
He could be.
He could or be. Not. I want to hear from people from Bennett. What's the word on the street down there?
Yeah, what's the scuttlebutt in Bennett?
Hey, someone had to see something.
Yeah. It's a truck, although it's in Bennett. So it's not like a truck stop on Highway 76 or something, or on Highway 70 is kind of a big deal. I imagine the truck stop in Bennett's not
there,
like...
That's going to be... Those are pretty big.
Populated.
Mm. If you're one of the lot lizards from the Bennett Loves.
Yeah. Oh my God. We don't have the travel budget to send the Slacker Show research team out to Bennett.
I will go for a Nintendo Switch too. So. Okay.
Oh, she thinks she's going to find one on the road.
I think they've moved them by now.
I don't know.
Well, they're gone. Okay. They were stolen.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good news for T-Hack.
Nintendo Switches. what's the...
Chuck E. Cheese has launched a new arcade for adults.
Oh.
How is the old one not for adults?
That's clearly dirty, ratty for children.
Yeah.
It's a very, I don't know what the experience is where you're like, was this different when I was a kid or was I just a kid?
Yeah. Because
it's like, it seems a little dirtier, a little stickier.
A bit soul crushing in there.
A little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they got rid of one of the greatest acts of all time, the animatronic band.
Yeah. Oh. Does he still come out? Does the giant rat still come out?
He's a mouse. And he does come out.
Okay.
Charles, you will respect him.
When you see a little mouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a mouse, right? When you see a real big one, what do you call that?
A rat.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Chuck E. Cheese is?
I guess he's a rat.
He's a rat.
But he does still come out.
Okay.
They're going to have a lot of retro games like Pac-Man, Mortal Kombat, Centipede, along with newer ones like Jurassic Park and Halo.
Oh, interesting.
And is there alcohol involved?
Yeah. There is alcohol at Chuck E. Cheese.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so.
It's just beer and wine. It's kind of.
In every parent's purse. There.
Have you seen The Hack, right? It's the greatest hack ever. You're going to learn this when you have children.
Okay.
You take a bottle or a box of Franzia or any boxed wine. I figured you for a Franzia. Yeah. They probably got a Sauv Blanc that tickles your fancy.
Slapped a bag of that at a wedding once and got it all over.
I bet you've slapped many a bag in your day.
I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
You seem like
I'm
a bag slapper.
I'm a wine girl.
Well,
I'm not a bagged wine girl.
You wrap
like a gift
and set it on the table with all the other gifts.
So smart.
And parents just walk by and the little spigot's right there and they never catch you. You just disguise it.
Have you personally done this?
Perhaps.
Are you allowed to go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Not anymore.
Oh.
Because I called him a rat to his little rat face.
Perfect.
All right, here we go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're finally learning something that we all probably knew about Travis Kelce. He admitted that the hardest part of hosting Saturday Night Live was the table read because he can't really read well.
No.
He went on a podcast and said the table read was the hardest effing part and literally admitted it's because he can't read super well. He said, I felt like I was just trying to get through the reading instead of acting it out and giving it a voice. Yeah.
Did you... Listen, I know you're the Swiftie on the show. Do you want to do another Travis update? Did you see the other part of that interview?
No.
He said the hardest part. Like, what do you think the hardest part about dating Taylor Swift is for him?
Just having to make out all the time.
Mm-hmm. The press, like the scrutiny?
Yes, but there's something very specific.
The fans.
It's the paparazzi. He can't pee on golf courses anymore.
I love this man. Because for Taylor, not who you expected. Oh, I can't pee on golf courses anymore. I can't read.
He's like, I'm on a golf course. I've had 10 beers. I gotta pee. I start to walk over to a spot where I've peed 1,000 times. And he's like, she'll be mad. But he's like, he literally said, my meat will be on display if I go over there.
I love this for Taylor. This is the guy. She's so buttoned up. She needed a little...
You want Taylor.
Sounds like Travis needs to button it up.
He can't read.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for one of my favorite traditions of America.
Is there a song? Oh, do I need a song?
There's no. Do you have like an instrumental version of the Star Spangled Banner or anything?
I'll look.
Okay.
Why did I just forget how that song goes?
Oh, say can you see?
I don't know.
By the dawn's early. I have Rocky. Does that help?
This is good. Feels good.
No, we don't need anything. Okay. Tiak will get mad if I play music behind it.
This is something that I look forward to every single year, and I'm curious how we would all pan out here in the room. Okay. It is the hot dog eating contest.
Mm.
My fiance and I, we've only been together. This is only our 4th of July together.
Okay.
2nd? I'm not sure.
Wow, you really love him.
And we just love watching people. It's like a hate watch.
Erica,
shove hot dogs and buns in their mouths.
Is it only hot dogs, or do you watch like the mukbangs too?
No, I just watch. It's what just the 4th of July tradition.
What are you doing?
Well, I was
curious.
You
get all OnlyFans on us right there.
It pops up on my TikTok.
Yeah, that's
know.
The thing outside of OnlyFans, weirdo. But I was curious. Okay.
First of all, does anyone else participate in this? Joey Chestnut. I think he's returning.
He is returning.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting. I watched the Labor Day one with him.
Do you read any of the hatred about you?
Yeah.
And they all just think you're the most prissy. Like, they think of you as something, And sometimes
someone
I get caught up in
it. Spoiled the other day.
Yes.
The spoiled really hurt my feelings. I'm not going to lie.
But why? Because that's not who you are, clearly.
I think that's, I feel so unseen by it. Because I'm like, man.
Dude, you are, if anybody follows you on Insta, you're a brewery girl.
Yeah.
You're a, now we know you like to watch men shove
and women.
Yeah, it's just, it's real weird watching women, Kobayashi. Does he still do it?
Kobayashi did the Joey Chestnut.
Oh, they did the, they did one
on
last
Labor
year on
Day
Netflix.
On Netflix. So I don't know if he's coming back. I'm looking up.
Do you, have you ever watched the TX?
Oh, yeah.
Chestnut will return to the 2025 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
I do watch it. I like it. It's a, kind of a tradition.
It's what, you guys,
it's what
so,
we have, you know?
The way,
America.
The way to make it stop is to stop watching it. And we need to make it stop. It's so gross, you guys.
Do you watch it with your kids?
Yes. Yeah. My son has seen it before.
You are
a
terrible father.
I just hate when they dip the bun in the water. That's too, I can't do that. That grosses me out.
It's so gross.
It is faster, though, but.
And it's gross.
And they're not chewing the hot dog. You know that, right?
No.
They're just letting that bad boy slide down their throat. And how, do we know the rules?
Well, can I ask, are they grilled or are they just
boiled?
I think they're steamed.
Boiled,
they're
steamed.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They. Mm-hmm. What is the amount of time it has to stay in their body? Because I think they can't just go. Because you know, I'm going to go on a tangent. Shocker. David Blaine learned how to do this.
Yes.
Like you can train your stomach, so you drink a bunch of water, then you can drink like jet fuel. And it will sit on top of the water.
And then
just you carry on a conversation. You're like, watch this. And like you can shoot flames out of your mouth because you know how to do it. That's why how he does the, he drinks a bunch of water, swallows a live frog.
Yes.
Really gross.
And then is able to, and I think most of these competitive eaters have trained their stomach to hold the food in whatever the amount, they don't, it doesn't come out the way you think it comes out.
Like
I don't
they
think.
They end up throwing it up. So it's if they vomit at, all during the 10 minutes of competition,
they're out
immediately. I'm not.
I think they watch them for like.
They can only dunk the buns in water up to 5 seconds.
Oh,
can't be longer than
not
that.
Not too much water.
And nobody's ever asking for relish or anything either. I don't
condiments
get that.
Condiments are not allowed.
Gross. It's not allowed at all.
Why would you want it? It's
they're
just
prohibited.
More food, bro.
It tastes good.
It would taste good.
There's really no rule of how long they have to keep it in.
If a competitor, it just says shortly after. I think it's before they've officially like
completed.
I thought they had to like walk around, shake hands, kiss babies before. You can't just go yak. Because I had a buddy who could do the like fastest drinking a beer, and he could drink like one of the really tall ones. And he would like, he would do it against big burly guys and be like, and then everybody would be impressed. And then you go, yeah.
Ew,
the whole thing.
That is disgusting, Slacker.
But he could get it all the way in. Faster than anybody else. He's just like could just open his throat and let it slide down, but then his body would just immediately reject it.
My question was going to be, who do we think could win a hot dog eating contest
in this room?
If it was just the four of us.
I don't know why it's an, I just, you know that hot dog meme? It's Aaron.
Yeah.
It's not
Aaron.
How would it not be Aaron?
I would think T-Hack.
I don't think so,
because
he would savor it.
Yeah, my
He'd be
problem.
Like,
here's what you didn't think about.
What?
Gluten-free buns are a lot drier.
I also don't think you can do substitutes in these eating contests.
I'm out.
Okay, I don't think it would be me, because did you guys see how slowly I ate my burger last weekend?
Yeah. I did scarf mine down.
Yeah,
competitive, but I don't think
I could maybe do six.
Oh my god, that's
10 minutes?
Five more than I would eat.
Oh, it's in 10 minutes.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
I don't, just like a nice afternoon.
The Slacker Show.
We don't normally talk about like gossipy stuff,
right? Well,
I mean, kind of, but like. The Ryan Seacrest thing has me shook. He doesn't.
He looks very, very thin.
Like
in photos, we haven't seen him in person.
Yeah, but the camera adds 10 pounds, doesn't it?
I don't think that's true anymore.
I think with like
the cameras stopped adding.
Well, yeah, as like our technology got better.
Really?
Yeah.
I I'm going to go ahead and say that the cameras have 10 pounds.
I would agree. Seeing some of our videos. I'd say it's 15, 17, 18. It's creeping up.
The wrong angle can get you. I think it's TV cameras might still add a little bit, though. And because we see him on American Idol and Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, they stretch you out to fit the screen, maybe, or something. I think
it's also just lighting.
We need a bigger screen in our videos for my big stupid face.
No, but we go up and down, so maybe we look thinner because we're like gaunt. Mm. Do we think he's doing
we matter or not?
Oh, do we think he's on the pill or something? Or this? I'm sorry, the shot.
That would be surprising. He's well. Haven't you seen photos of him as a kid?
No.
He was chubby.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking about it,
so
and I'm
he's
like,
got body dysmorphia.
Oh, well, I'm just thinking, like, he's not a chubby guy, but it's like, maybe he felt he was going back down that path.
Yep. That
makes
sense.
I don't know anything.
Sorry to interrupt. There's also a lot of people who just, like, want to get rid of those last 5 pounds, so they do go on Ozempic or GLP-1s or whatever, and then they just keep it going, and then it goes too far.
Also,
but
I don't want to say anything about his age, but he's getting older. And isn't it, like, as you get older, you just tend to lose weight?
No.
You lose like your
that's
face
what I'm
fat.
Hoping.
No.
What did you say?
That's what I'm hoping. I'm really banking on that.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
My mom has said this too. Not to throw you under the bus, Mom.
Because that's why everyone, all the doctors are saying, like, don't get the, is it
filler?
The buccal fat removed. Because then when you get older, you're going to look sunken in. You need your baby fat to stay young.
That's why you do filler as you get older.
Oh, really?
Allegedly. Right. Like, yeah, so I'm wondering, now that I'm like looking at the pictures, I'm like, I mean, I don't know how old he is anymore.
I think he's 50.
He is? Why do you know that?
I sort of, there was a time, like Ryan, I know he started in TV, right? And then went over to radio and then went back to TV.
Maybe
I think
he started in radio, then became a TV host and then went back to radio.
But like, this is a guy who took what we do to the nth degree. So you got to look up to him a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
And his heart is in it for children's. Like he's got radio studios in children's hospitals, especially the one here. And it's like he could have been just a complete D-bag once he got all of his money.
Right.
And he also just works. When does that man sleep?
I'm not convinced he does.
Is he like, I'm not trying to be weird, but you know him. Like you worked on the
current
show.
I worked for the show, yeah.
Well, and you're friends with a lot of the people still on the show.
Yes.
What
are you asking?
Like, are they concerned, do you think?
Not that I've heard at all. Hmm.
Do they, like, know about us? Do you think?
Well, it's fun.
What are you asking? Oh my God, you're that kind of radio geek that you're like,
of course. Does Ryan Seacrest know about us?
Get to meet his co-host at my wedding.
Oh, I'm going to your wedding! Let's go! I don't know if I was gonna go. Now you've got me. I'll go now. Oh wow, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Do we think? I'm not trying to be weird here, but do we think he's just sad?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Because, well, don't project.
No. I wasn't because he just fills his life with so much work.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like there is a Ryan Seacrest over here, like. Watching Taylor Swift kill herself on Eras, just like she's murdering herself. And then when her and Travis got together, you're like, oh,
there's a life
God.
For her.
Yes.
Yeah.
She has something to do when she's not just having to rule the universe. He doesn't seem, has he ever been
break.
Serious in a relationship ever in his whole life? Like
many.
But like
currently
really
single.
Serious.
I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of his relationships, but don't you remember when he dated Julianne Hough?
No.
Oh,
did?
You guys weren't keeping tabs on that in high school?
He did?
Yeah. When was that? They were very serious. I can't remember how long they dated for, but it was like when she was really big, getting really big too on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm. Okay.
And it was quite sad when they broke up, according to the radio.
Okay.
Well, I wonder too, for a guy like that, there's only so many people who have reached that level of success.
Yes.
For someone who's that driven, and then it's kind of like, hey, you did it. you're a millionaire, produce Kardashians, host Wheel of Fortune,
I forgot about the Kardashians.
Oh my God, that's right. You're he produces that.
You're on top of the world and the radio. Like, what's next? And he might just be like, I don't know what's next, and I'm still so driven, but what am I still driving for? What's left?
So here's the weird thing. Should we feel bad? Like, he's got everything. And then I know there's people already texting in going, why do you feel sad for him? He's a multi-billionaire. Blah. But like, you can still feel bad. Like, something's going wrong.
Flacker.
What?
Was this all just a guise to make us feel sad for you? Because you also have it all, but you're also single.
And sad.
Yes.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have to start this segment off with an apology. Honestly, I am sorry. Because we've done a lot of really dumb things on this show.
Oh, God.
And this will...
He has a list.
He does it. Does he have something in his hand? Does he have
nothing
his phone
in his hand,
hand,
but he's...
Is it time for a list?
He's got it.
I live and breathe these things. This will by far be the dumbest thing we've ever done. And I want to just say that.
I understand.
I'm aware.
Okay.
I'm aware.
I feel giddy like a school child right now.
Because you get...
I love the lists.
Well, this
it's not a list.
It's not a list?
It's a controversial ranking, if it's anything.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And this is somewhat Erica's fault, because she brought up, I think it was a while ago, it came up, and we were like, oh, I was challenged to rank the best. Does anyone remember?
No, but I remember this conversation, but I don't remember what it was
about. You are such a weirdo.
About.
You remember everything, Erica.
Okay, well, not this.
Okay.
Oh, it was like, oh my God, he should do the best fast food drive-thrus.
No. I do remember this conversation.
Was it another animal? I'm so tired of animals.
Much dumber.
I'm so tired
Okay,
of
wait,
animals.
Wait, wait. So you're calling it dumb, but it was my idea.
Yes. Well, it came up that I was challenged to rank the best meats on a stick.
Oh, my God.
That's what it was.
That's right.
Now, hear me out.
You don't know all the meats on a stick.
Because we were discussing corn dogs.
Hear me out.
Have you been to Renaissance Festival?
No, I haven't.
Then you don't...
There's not a lot. Amongst my research, there's not a lot. Meats on a stick.
Did you research yourself, or did you allocate Slacker Show research team funds
Come on, let's not get
they
into
have new
that.
Jackets.
They think I'm in charge. Let's keep that. I've been lying to them.
Okay.
So meats on a stick, a little too niche, because there's not that many. So I've altered it to I have the controversial rankings.
Oh, Jesus.
Do we have a song for this?
Again, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is the portable meat rankings. So these are meats you can eat on the go, kind of like on a stick, but they're not necessarily on a stick, but it's meats.
Would like Lunchables be considered portable meat?
Great question. So my...
Dude, this is not a press conference. Relax.
Thank you for being here.
Relax.
Okay.
All right. Trim the Independent.
The criteria was breading is allowed on the meat.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay.
So it has to just be meat.
Meat or
meat and breading.
And meat and breading.
I can't wait for corn dogs to come in number one, baby.
Oh, my God.
I agree with you.
Okay. Thank you.
No, again. I think there's a dark horse out there. I don't know what it is, but there's some sort of... Does a turkey leg count as meat on a stick? Can the turkey leg itself be the stick?
It's not a stick. It's just portable.
Portable.
Portable meat.
Oh, portable.
Because maybe turkey leg deserves to be on the list.
Hmm.
Or maybe not.
We'll see. Coming in at number 10.
Okay.
Are we going to get to the list?
Is there a way? Remember we had a show meeting about maybe making this five?
We had a show meeting about that?
No, in my head I did. I was like, I meant to pull him aside and go, man, you need to shorten this.
Okay.
we can go through it because the bottom 10, I'm scraping the bottom. Again, everyone.
No, I think it might have some healthy discussion. It seems like Eric is still stoked about it.
Yeah.
Number 10, a pepperoni stick. Very portable. A little spice, a little flavor.
Hold on, but if you have...
So you're just going...
Yeah.
No one has ever...
Like a chomp?
No one's ever done that.
Oh, you mean like a...
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Like a pepperoni stick. Just a stick of pepperoni, yeah. They make them.
Buddy, you're saying... I think you're saying more than... I don't think you're saying the same thing.
Very similar to a chomp. I'm not sure that he eats these.
Yeah.
A chomp? Is that a...
Yeah.
What's or a Paleo chomp? Valley.
Snack sticks.
Any of
okay,
the...
Okay, yeah. But it's not jerky.
But it's about that thick around.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, Jack Lynx makes them.
Isolate that video.
Right.
it's The ones that really skeeze me, and you won't like this one. It doesn't fit your list, but it has the pepperoni stick and a cheese next to it, and they take on each other's grease.
Yeah,
that is a Jack Link's brand. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Number 9, tuna pouches.
Well, you're disgusting. I thought
this is not my personal rankings. The Slacker Show research team on the weekends, not during company time,
no
have been
one
crunching the numbers.
Likes the tuna pouch.
But they do exist. The Charlie, the little shark guy.
And
the
they
Starkist,
are good protein.
Or, is it Starkist? Whatever the brand
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I just barfed
Lemon
in my
Peppa,
own.
Okay. He says in the commercials. Yep, number 8. Okay. A brat.
You know what?
His list
I
is
I almost
dumb.
Said a bad word. I don't like brats. I said it.
Okay. Can I do something controversial since we're in the middle of a controversial mm-hmm. ranking? This is something you're probably never going to hear on the Slacker Show again. So hit record on your cassette deck.
Are you turning off her mic?
I agree with you.
No!
Oh my gosh!
I think bratwurst, I had a traumatic barf incident as a child, and bratwursts have a very distinct taste going in. So imagine what they taste like coming out.
I'd rather just a good old fashioned hot dog.
Yeah, a bratwurst are just, they're vile. It's like, no, but I boil them in beer first. And I don't care what you do to it.
Brats are delicious.
It's disgusting.
Beyonce might be higher up over this statement. So.
Really? I like, they're okay, but sometimes you don't quite bite through the little.
But wait, nobody eats a bratwurst just plain. It's got to have a bun. Oh, is that your breading? Oh my God.
That is. It's bread.
Okay. Oh, then hot dog's going to be in. Oh my God. Your list.
I can't wait.
Portable meats.
Portable.
Are we at 7?
Any meat portable? Couldn't I walk over to Ocean Prime and go, give me the 8-ounce filet
and they hand it to me? Hold it in your hand?
Yes, I would. I will absolutely go over there right now and hold a filet in my hand.
Okay.
Sorry, I ran out of air there from all the filets I've walked around.
Number
with.
7, filet from Ocean Prime. Number 7, it's actually a chicken nugget. Very portable. Eat it on the go. Just meat and breading again.
I like where we're at.
Who doesn't like a chicken nugget?
So then would a hamburger be considered portable?
Because here's the thing. The way Tiak eats them, probably, because he's Johnny No Condiments. Remember when we went to the restaurant, he's like, can I get your cheeseburger except just destroy anything that has any value or nutrition on it?
That's what they thought I said.
And they didn't even give you cheese.
I know. That's, yeah.
Cheese, what number are we at?
That was number 7. Number 6, portable meat rankings, a kebab.
Yeah.
That should be higher
I
up.
Just feel like you're taking such a wide swath with
yeah.
these.
Kebabs, hard to eat.
It's meat
you
on a
think?
Stick.
Yeah, I thought
but
it was
you're
portable.
Like trying to pull it off and then you're sticking yourself in the back of the throat and then something's burnt and then.
What are you doing? Somebody's going to get that video and combine it with your other weird little thing you did. I just want to say this. I am a non-traditional kebabist. Okay. I don't believe, because I know you and your fiancé recently had kebabs, right?
They weren't very good.
Okay, because you bought them pre-made. I'm telling you.
Oh, really?
You don't buy pre-made kebabs. I'm also a firm believer in while a kebab looks good, that's not the way to cook a kebab. You make a kebab of just chicken. You make a kebab of just zucchini.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they cook for longer amounts of time.
Oh.
If you want your zucchini done, you have ruined the meat. You have cooked it far too long. So you separate and then you pull them off into a bowl and you just have bowls full
and
of kebab-iness.
Why did I even cook it on a kebab?
No, because it is cool because it gets cooked on all sides. It's kind of like...
Yeah, you can walk around the neighborhood with it. It's
okay, portable. This is one of those moments where I have to be the captain of the team.
And we're going to need to
We have to take a break.
Okay.
So...
Again, I am sorry. I stated that clearly at the beginning.
I'm excited.
But I was challenged and I don't...
So if you're riveted and want to know what number one is, you're just going to have to wait. The rest of the controversial rankings of portable meats is coming up next.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do not adjust that dial. You stayed, so you get to hear the rest of the controversial ranking. Happening with me? Rankings of portable meats.
Yeah, listeners might be eating some of these currently in their cars, maybe, while they're listening. That's the whole point. We're celebrating. I was challenged to rank meat on a stick. Not a lot of that, so right. I widened the swath.
Okay.
Portable meats. The criteria, meat is allowed, obviously. Bread/breading also allowed.
Which nothing has got else. Him so he can... That's go it. Ahead and let's recap the five. In case you are just joining us because you are gainfully employed and missed...
I think word spread by now, so people
oh, yeah,
are starting
people are
to
just tuning in to get to the...
Number 10 was the pepperoni stick.
Just such a...
Tuna pouches at 9. Number 8, brat. Number 7 was the chicken nugget. A lot of agreement on that one. And number 6, the kebab. Some people think it's not on the list. Aaron thinks it should be higher.
The kebab?
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed. I don't know what meats I'm missing from the stick right now or for portable, but I'm
portable's throwing me off. Corn dog, hot dog,
yeah, but here's
hamburger.
My problem. Tuna shouldn't have been in there. I just
tuna
feel like...
Tuna belongs in negative
yeah, tuna,
11.
I'm a little disappointed in the research team.
This is the hard part about doing the rankings is sometimes I have to go against my heart. I hate tuna myself, but it deserves a spot on the list.
Well, and how else would it live up to its name of controversial ranking?
Right.
Without a dark horse, if you will.
I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to tell the truth.
It ain't show friends.
Right.
It's show business.
Number 5, the controversial portable meat rankings, a big-ass turkey leg.
You don't even like them. Do you?
Again.
It's not about
them. I'm the truth teller.
Does anybody like them? Because I too love pink. The idea of them. But then when you start eating it, it has those weird, sinewy, like almost bone. Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it's too pink when you bite into it and you're like, are we cooked?
But I think the pink is from the smoke.
I think you're from the smoke. I really don't like turkey legs.
Then you are going to be a rough date on Renfest. But
oh,
I think
I'm not
we
going
as a,
to Renfest.
I think we as a show have to
the
go.
Traffic.
Oh, God. Oh. Then you'll be in it for, but you'll get to win. We'll just go early. The whole show, if we go early, like you were just trapped in it on the way to Manitou and that sucked.
Yeah.
Because it was just in your way. But if it's in your way because that's where you're going.
Still bad.
Okay.
I don't like waiting. You know that.
But they have other meats on a stick there. And they have mead and they have beers and they have the rides are all controlled by the people.
Huh?
It's Renaissance Fest. So if you're on a carousel, like someone's five beefy guys walk, push the carousel round and round.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's
and
so
they have
fun.
Jesters that just like make fun of people all the time.
They just stand in the front and it's insult great. The bejesus out of you.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I do think we've lost the plot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, it's probably better.
No, I'm just trying to save the whole thing, Erica.
Okay, okay.
The turkey
okay.
legs are real big at tailgates, like college football tailgates, and it seems like you got to have a lot of alcohol in you to really like enjoy it.
We're going to get a chicken wing.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
Yep. That's going to be number one.
I will say this. Mark my words. He's off the show if chicken wings aren't in there and tuna was. Like, for real.
That's
like
valid.
That's fireable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you eat chicken wings on the go? I'll let the...
Do you eat a tuna pouch on the go?
Yes.
No,
you don't sit down and eat it.
Like, every time I'm driving down 225, there's somebody just hands inside like Gollum.
You use a fork.
Oh, my God. But then it's not all that portable.
Okay.
The way these are supposed... It sounds to me like you shouldn't need a fork if it's portable. You should be able to just hand it to your mouth. Hand mouth. Hand mouth. Mm. Is that not the definition?
Stop doing that or else we're going to get that video.
All right, sorry.
Isolate that.
Yeah. Number four, you guys are hot on the trail. Chicken tenders.
Ooh, chicken with a tender. Nice thick breading.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, if you remember.
I had a second cup of coffee this morning.
We shared something there, Erica and I. That was
special.
Who sees
her face painting for the next one of these? It's like, it's a controversial ranking.
Especially if we're talking about breaded chicken.
Do you know that I think we can sell a bunch more Rockies gear right now? Because the Rockies suck. We all know it. They're the worst team in baseball history. So if you run down there right now, to the little team store and grab one of those little CR hats. Mm-hmm. Just know that it's not Colorado Rockies. It's controversial rankings.
Oh, I am literally going to the game this weekend and getting a hat for
controversial rankings.
Now,
I'm mad that you've put tenders and nuggets because they're adjacent.
No, they are not.
Thank you. The numbers bear it out. They both deserve spots.
If you need T-Hack and I, we will be having fun together because we are connected.
What are you? How is it not the same? It's just a
have
cut
you seen
version.
A tender?
Oh my God. We just need a mashup
so
of every hand motion
clips.
We've made.
And also,
just like, oh.
Tenders are more like, they're like this shape.
Keep going.
They're like this shape.
Yep, keep going.
And a nugget is like this shape, and that's different.
Okay.
And also the breading is typically different.
Who's your favorite? Is it Slim Chickens? Is it Cane's? Is it?
It's like ballpark. Chicken
yeah,
tender.
Just a concession stand.
Oh, just a regular. Okay, I got you.
With generic fries.
Yes.
Love it. Although the fries not on the
you
list.
You two in the bonding. Get us all controversial
ever since
ranking.
Manitou.
Yep. Okay.
Number three, portable meat controversial rankings. Beef jerky. You know it had to be on the list.
You know? I'm concerned because now we have two left.
Yep. And we have a lot
have
of options.
Hot dog, corn dog, and chicken wing. All not.
He's
on
going
the list.
To get fired. He has two rankings left.
Oh, I've gotten an email already. I am fired.
Okay, our HR director, Wanda, is outside with a box for you.
Okay. Funny.
We're down to the top two. Number two, portable meat rankings, the hot dog. Meat, bun, from a cart, walk around
is,
New York City.
Okay, testify. Testify. You better say it. You better say it.
You gotta have condiments
on a
hot dog.
Yes, you do.
Mm. Yeah.
I think you've blown it.
Are we agreeing for the second time?
Yeah. Yes. I think you've blown it.
Like a raw dog?
Yeah, you can't raw dog it.
A raw dog?
Who wants
to
raw dog it?
You can. Yes, you can.
It wouldn't make number two on the list if it's raw dogged.
It would even drop below tuna.
And I'm not going to lie. Now that with that like parameter, chicken nuggets?
No. Chicken nuggets stay.
Because you dip them. Who doesn't dip their nugget?
A McDonald's chicken nugget, while the most disgusting thing on the planet for you, is amazing. No dip.
I agree. I actually agree. And also, to that point, I would ask, who doesn't dip a chicken wing in ranch or blue cheese?
I don't.
Ever. Yeah.
They do usually have a rub, though.
Okay. Well, yeah. So does every... Okay.
So is it wings or corn dogs?
I have never seen this much passion from anybody, especially you, about the dumbest thing that's ever happened. Like... You guys, you're just listening to this. I need you to understand. She's not faking it. She is tweaked right now.
I've gone through like every wave of emotion. Yep, in
you're
this,
freaking me out.
Okay. I told you I had a second coffee today.
Okay.
We're down to the last one, the portable meat rankings. Chicken wings, not on the list.
You're fired.
Number one, obvious. The corn dog. The best. Corn dog. Come on. Breading, meat.
303-222-5423. Begin submitting resumes because T-Hack, you're gone.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
All right, everybody. Occasional diddy dirt.
Diddy. Diddy.
Diddy. Oh, boy. We shouldn't be laughing because right. It's probably the second to last occasional diddy dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the next one, the verdict is in. Everybody knows right. it, but we'll re-announce it here, I think. Some new breaking news has just come down.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next thing will just be his sentencing, right? In yes. theory?
Yeah, in theory. And then, I mean, you know, years down the line, who knows?
What?
We might be giving you a ODD in 10 years when he's set to get out. If. I don't actually know when he's going to
so
get
let's
out.
Start with the charges. How okay. many things was he charged with? Five?
He was charged with five. Now, remember, that was seven prior. They took two away. He was left with five. The most serious ones he was not found guilty of.
That was the racketeering one.
The, yeah, there's so many words. It's so hard.
Guilty on two federal charges.
Not guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking,
mm-hmm.
which were
those were the ones that could
mama.
Have got him yeah. life in prison. So
he was found guilty on basically transportation to engage in prostitution.
Yeah.
Two counts of,
yeah, there might've been two counts of the racketeering, the sex trafficking, and then there's two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. Can I say still bad to be guilty of that?
Completely.
And to be celebrating in the courtroom. Like he turned and clapped. Like,
he did?
Yes. And I'm like, and turned and said, thank you. Love you, mom. I love you. I love you. I love you. It's like, you still did the transportation to engage in prostitution.
Well, no. And okay.
But is that technically, I don't know. Is that technically like somebody who would go to
was willingly
Nevada to go to one of those.
A brothel?
A brothel and then go back. Like, would that be the same charge as you traveled there?
I think it's a little worse. Like he drug people across, not drug.
Right, like I thought it was that he made.
Oh, he
that,
brought that, he did the bringing.
That would be trafficking, so I don't think so.
I think it's just he went with the intention of like all good. Yeah. Well, and I think Nevada, the laws there are different on prostitution anyway, that's a bad example.
Here's why he didn't get busted for trafficking, because the people he did move across state lines to do his freak-offs were prostitutes.
Or...
So it's not trafficking because
like
they were
friends like Cassie, right. where it was hard to say whether that was consensual or not.
Right.
She
but
wouldn't
he didn't
have taken the stand.
Yeah.
If it, you know, that's what frustrates me.
But that wasn't enough because then you have the texts and things where it's right. like, ugh. But like you couldn't prove like some of the people that were in the freak-offs were, he liked to watch mm-hmm. prostitutes engage. So like right. he did take prostitutes across state lines. I don't think there was any chance he was getting out of that because that's like, right. Hi, my name's Tom. I'm a prostitute. I went from LA to New York.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like you're busted.
Do you want to know something else yucky? Following the verdict, members of Combs's family in the courtroom erupted into applause, wiped tears from their eyes, and started chanting Dream Team at his attorneys.
Ew.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like his sons are proud.
Well, you have to see it. I know you're probably going to be mad at me. You have to see it from the human side, even though he, I think,
it's still
subhuman.
His dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your dad is not going to go to prison forever. Right. You're excited that your dad got out of charges. I think maybe sometimes when you're alone with your thoughts at night, you're like, my dad is a shady MF-er.
Yeah.
But it's still, you're like, I'm sure even OJ's kids are like, yay.
Right, like of the things he was convicted of, which was the two counts of transportation, la la la, he faces possibility of 10 years in prison for each one.
So that's 30 years.
20. That would be 20.
He only got two counts. Yeah.
Two counts. Okay, yep. Guilty. Okay. But they and could make him come.
55 already.
What's the thing that it's consecutive or?
Congruent.
Not
right?
Congruent. It's kind of con something. They can have him run at the same time.
That would be congruent, I think.
I think in the law,
wait, so
it's another word.
Serving.
They can either go.
Concurrently?
Concurrently. Yes. Mm. So they can either go 2 10-year sentences running concurrently, so you're only in for 10.
Oh.
Out in 7 with good behavior right. or whatever. Or they can put them consecutive, so he's there for 20. Mm. For sure.
And it's only possibility of 10.
That's the worst case scenario. Right. His worst case scenario right now is 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'd get out at 75.
The new information that's out, there was a bail hearing to see if, because there was talk right away of him going
his lawyer
home
immediately
today.
Was like, can he go home?
To Florida.
No.
Did they say no? Because like, he's been,
I'm saying no. I personally.
Okay,
and the
judge. Hold
the
on.
Judge.
What did the judge say?
I thought you were going to play music, Ben. Sorry, I was waiting
for
that.
Hold on. I'll get it.
There we go. There, yeah.
The judge also said no.
He can't. They're not giving him bail.
They're not releasing him right now. They say that he would be a public safety and witness risk.
Oh, so, because the bodyguard?
He could go after the witnesses. It's so true.
The bodyguard said if he gets out, he's dead.
Yeah. So he's going to stay detained in Brooklyn.
That's for the best.
Huh.
No idea when sentencing is yet.
Yeah.
When would he not be a risk, though? Like,
That's what I'm thinking.
But I mean, if he doesn't get sentenced, is there a possibility that he doesn't do any jail?
I would say no possibility. Okay. Yeah. I would say it's maximum of 10 years on each one of those counts, and it's probably the judge has a lean like 5 to 10.
Right.
I see.
He could be in for 10 years total. He could be in for anywhere between.
But yeah.
Okay.
Five.
If they give him 10 years total, it's like, okay, so in 10 years, what Cassie just has to hope he doesn't try to come find her and her baby, who will be 10. Not to get dark.
It's made this a little more awkward.
Occasional daddy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need the moral compass.
Oh, boy.
Of the Slacker Show. So I will excuse myself.
Is it here?
I don't know what moral compass you're getting from the three of us.
Yeah, we got to get that thing calibrated.
I just received a text message from my good friend
inviting
me to Vegas. And I know what he's doing. The last time I went to Vegas with him, it was real bad.
Bad how?
Bad great.
Bad Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Bad literally movie with like Mike Tyson. Yeah. Okay. Just bad. Like I don't. Everybody knows that I like to have alcohol or whatever, but I like the taste of alcohol and I like to have good food. And like, and these guys, while we did have good food, we just had such an unlimited baller tab at all the places we went that I was just walking around with a bottle of Blanton's and just drinking it.
I don't even know what that is. Like, that's what tax bracket I'm in.
It's a very expensive, it's what John Wick drinks in movies you've never seen.
I've seen one.
Okay.
Not where the, that's true. Not the one with the dog.
I would put you as more of a, you're a drinker. But you're not really a partier.
I don't
know. Like you enjoy.
A connoisseur.
Yes, that's a great word.
Yes.
You should be thanking them right now. That's a high compliment.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
There we go.
Don't ask me to spell it. No way.
And we have bottles of Claza Azul, the tequila with the bell on top.
Oh, yeah.
Super fun, whatever. But it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I am chatting up two of the prettiest women I've ever seen in my life.
And you don't
and
know
I
who
go,
you are.
And I go, like, I had like such high hopes. I'm like, I am crushing it at life. And then it just hit me all at once. I'm like, these are hookers. Like, no women this pretty are talking to me.
What?
This isn't
real. What
are we
talking about right now?
At 3 a.m, if you're still out and you're walking around with a bottle of Blanton's, you are very attractive to ladies of the evening. And here I just thought people found me charming. And I was like, this is it. This is my lowest of low. Like, I'm done. I'm done with Vegas. Vegas is done with me. Full stop. It's over. Bye. And I've made that clear.
Oh, I didn't know that part of the story.
So it's like, pfft, nope, zip, yuck, gone. Okay. And he has gone several times. He went a few weeks ago, sent me a ticket.
Yeah.
And I said, have fun. I'm dead serious. I'm never going again.
And here we are.
He has a friend who's getting married. We have a mutual friend. I love this friend. Timmy is a great dude. He's getting married. They have access to a private jet tonight and will be back tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Yeah. What are we thinking about? Yeah. I'm sorry.
I probably wouldn't go.
It depends on what you have planned, because I recently did that trip to Vegas.
Just an overnight.
Yep. We took a 3 p.m. flight, came back at 5 a.m. Exactly. We saw the Eagles at the Sphere.
So fun.
So
no,
like,
you didn't have a room.
No
which
room.
Is what this would
no
be.
Rental car.
Right.
That's the exact. We will be getting off a PJ.
But it sounds like you guys don't have anything other than gamble, club,
yeah.
Drink. 3 a.m. Yeah, with the hooker.
Which doesn't sound great.
The private jet? That's the plan.
I've never been on a private jet in my life.
Just don't even get off the jet. How cool is that? Do it.
Well, you got to get off because then they got to go get someone else and then come back for you.
I don't think so. It's our jet.
Oh, well, then you could just hang there.
It's his company's jet.
Do you know how ridiculous this all sounds?
Yeah. That's why, you guys, I am a hard no to this experience. But he's got me with the PJ. It's leaving Bismarck in a minute.
To come get you
to
guys,
come get
baby.
Us. Yes.
See, the thing is, I think you're going to go.
We have so much stuff going on for the show.
We have a lot going
and
on.
I will be a dumpster. Like, I'm not going to be
How
well.
How is that different from any other
no,
day?
No, because I sleep every night.
Yeah. And what happens, you know, you get back in the morning and then... We've got shows, then we've got an event Saturday. Like, are you going to be able to rally? You also have your kids.
But they're asleep the whole time I'll be gone.
They don't go
and
to
I can sleep on the PJ,
PM.
Right?
Yeah,
I can sleep on
understand.
The PJ.
Noah will understand.
Your kids don't go to bed at 7 p.m.
Yeah, but DoorDash. Like, I can
Noah
fully...
Noah can drive.
Yes.
We're not
I'll
worried
tell you
about
this.
The kids.
Their mom just goes hiking.
That's fine.
For like,
I'm just I'm doing a gut check on the kids.
Okay. But does, now that you know the backstory of like, I swore I would never darken that city's door again. And
and that was last week. Right. And now we're already
And it's
back.
Like, it's been over a year. It was March Madness 2 years ago.
Okay.
That I was out there.
Okay. That's good.
If you think.
Don't be rational.
Okay, that means go. I won't be rational.
Really?
If you think it's going to be the exact same experience as last time, which you came home and said, I don't ever want to do that again.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't go. Okay. If you think there's a way to limit yourself. Then you could go.
Okay. I'm going to leave it up to the texters.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. You need to go.
Put your phone away.
303-222-5423. Aaron, where are you?
I'm in the middle because I feel like you need an event planned.
Like just going to drink and hang.
Boys
and
don't go to plays. Boys don't go to shows.
The Eagles weren't a play.
But you know what I mean. We don't do, like, guys, when we go to Vegas, we just wander. It's like we're Vikings.
And that sounds dumb.
Skull.
It doesn't sound worth the loss of sleep to me.
We sleep four horizontally in a bed.
Yes! All right. It's up to you guys. What does it's a choose your own adventure. Am I going or not? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story. While you can follow us on social media at The Slacker Show, not everything needs to be documented online.
Okay.
And I've got a story that will make you afraid of old women.
Too late.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, the rest of us.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story comes from Florida! And boy, is it ever a Florida man type story, but this time with a Florida woman. So this 80-year-old woman, Linda Frenier, I'm not sure what her last name was.
I think we should just have you keep making a vowel movement over there.
The big concern is... My fiance's mom is in Florida, and she is named Linda.
Okay.
I don't believe this was her, though. Different ages. Okay. But she has been arrested.
Oh.
And it is because she hit a woman's car in a Walmart parking lot and then went up to the woman and said, you know what? Slapped her across the face.
Oh.
Old ladies do be cantankerous.
She is facing charges including battery and robbery by sudden snatching without a firearm or weapon.
Such sudden a Florida snatching. Charge.
Yeah, she slapped the woman in the face through her phone.
After she hit her
being
car.
Held in jail.
Yeah, hit her
so
car.
So she hit her car. So walking, I think. I don't know if it was with her own car.
Or she just hit her car.
I don't know. It does not say, so but confused. I imagined her with a cart.
Yeah, the details are sketchy.
Yeah, I like I her it. With a cart more.
Yeah, okay.
So
Florida.
Mm-hmm. My story is out of Germany. Yeah.
Get to the chopper.
Yeah,
I'll be back.
It's going to bother me for the rest of my life.
I know the chopper. Yeah. It's going to bother you. Yeah.
There was a thief in Germany.
In Germany.
He broke into someone's house. Kind of an old school thief. He had a pillowcase.
Didn't Morgan?
No. Did he have one of those little masks and he was tiptoeing too?
I think he did. Yeah. So he broke in and he started stuffing stuff. Into the
stuffing stuff
into the it was my old air name. It was stuffing stuff into the pillowcase.
Okay,
He saw a digital camera there.
Yeah.
At the scene. Said,
yeah. Oh, snag that.
Yeah. Kodak moment. So he started taking pictures.
What?
In the house he was burglarizing.
Stop.
Okay, but he's not taking pictures of himself, so he's fine.
Right, exactly. Just taking pictures. I don't know, trying to scare him or something.
Yeah, like, I was in your house. I walked around.
I don't like that.
I pooped in this toilet.
Didn't take the camera with him. That's mistake number one. Number two, he was visible in the reflection of a mirror.
Stop.
Nice!
Burglars get to the are dumb.
In one of the...
What'd you say?
Yeah. Burglars are dumb. You cured my fear of burglary.
Just leave a camera out.
Yeah, like, just they'll do something.
Officers looked at the memory card and said, oh, there he is.
Yeah, that's Tom.
Yep.
We know Tom.
There he is. Go get him. I'll be back. It's not a tumor.
What?
It's from Kindergarten Cop.
And when do you think I've seen that film?
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.